B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Eruvin Daf Samach Vav. We're going to start 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Hei Omid Beis. Says the Gemara, Reb Chanina Bar Yosef, V'Reb Chia Bar Abba, V'Reb Asi, these were three Chachomim, Iklu Ulahu Pundak. They were visiting an inn, a guest house, De'osa Nochri Mori de Pundak B'Shabta. Initially, they were the only three people there. They made an Eruv, and they could carry in the whole area. However, at some point on Shabbos, the owner of this inn arrived, and since this owner was a goy, he's now destroyed the Eruv. As we've learned previously, that a goy who's sharing a chotzer, sharing an area together with Yisraelim on Shabbos, destroys the Eruv. And the only thing that one can do is that one can hire from the goy part of his rishus. The problem now is that even after one's hired the rishus, then we need to make a new Eruv. You cannot make an Eruv on Shabbos. So you would have to hire his rishus from him on Shabbos, and then the best one can do, which is something which one should be allowed to do on Shabbos, as we'll see, is that we're going to use bittul, which means that they are all going to relinquish their rights to the chotzer, to one of the people, one of the Yisraelim. And now that all the rights have been relinquished to this one Yisrael, then at least he can carry from his bayis, his room, from his rishus, into the public area, into the chotzer. So Omru Maul Megar Minei. So they asked, what do we do? Are we allowed to hire from this goy part of his rishus, of his home? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Normally, we hire from the goy before Shabbos, and then we make an Eruv. But in this case, where the goy arrived on Shabbos, can you hire from him on Shabbos? And what's the question? So the Gemara explains, Seicher is leasing the part of the property of this goy. Is it k'ma oriv domi? Is it compared to making an eruv ma'ma oriv, just like making an eruv mibo'id yoim? It has to be done before Shabbos sets on. Af seicher mibo'id yoim. So too, leasing part of the property of the goy has to be done before Shabbos. Oidilmo, maybe no. Maybe seicher k'ma vatil rishus domi. That leasing has the same, a similar status as relinquishing one's rights. Ma mevatil rishus, in the same way as one can relinquish from one's rights in the property, vafilu b'shabbos, even on Shabbos, af seicher, so too, leasing part from the goy, vafilu b'shabbos, you can do that even on Shabbos. That was the question, that's what they were discussing. Reb Chanina bar Yosef, that was one of the three chachomim, Omar, he said, niskir, there's no problem to lease the rights of a goy on Shabbos. Reb Asi, who's another one of the Chachomim, Omar, lo nisker, he argues and says that one cannot lease the rights of a goy on Shabbos. Omalu Reb Chia bar Abba, the third of them, said, Nismeich al divrei zokin, let us rely on the more lenient opinion of the elder of the two, which was Reb Chanina bar Yosef, v'nisker, and lease. And always, when it comes to Eruvin, we follow the more lenient opinion. So he says, let's follow the lenient opinion. After Shabbos, also Shaili Leil Rabbi Yechanon. After Shabbos, they came to ask Rabbi Yechanon, what's the halacha? Is one allowed to lease from a goy on Shabbos or not? Omar Lehem, so Rabbi Yechanon told them, Yofi asisem shesachartem, you're right, and it was the right thing to do to release from the goy on Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, Tohu bo narado. The Chachomim in Narado, they were Tohu. Rashi says Tohu means that they examined, there was something that wasn't sitting right with them, and they wanted to understand. Umi Omer Rabbi Yechanon Hochi. Could Rabbi Yechanon have said that one is allowed to lease from a goy on Shabbos? V'homer Rabbi Yechanon said clearly, Seicher k'ma'oriv domi, that leasing has the same status as joining an Eruv. My love, can we not assume that what Rabbi Yechanon meant when he compared leasing to making an Eruv that mam ma'ariv mi ba'idyoim, just like joining an eruv, can only be done before Shabbos. Af seicher mi ba'idyoim, so too leasing from a goy must be done before Shabbos. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say they did the right thing to lease from the goy on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, loy. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan meant. And again, in eruvin we always follow the more lenient approach. And if Rabbi Yochanan said that we compare seicher to eruv, he's not saying it in order to be more stringent and say that the stringencies of eruv, namely that you can only do it before Shabbos, also apply to leasing. No, there are three leniencies that of eruv, and we learn those leniencies to leasing. What are they? Mam ariv vafilu pochis mishava pruta, joining an eruv by contributing some food, even if the food is less value than a pruta, which was the smallest coin, the smallest value that was given any significance, even if the food is worth less than that, it's a valid eruv. So too leasing from a goy, af seicher b'pachis mishava pruta. If you're leasing with a payment of less than a pruta, then the leasing is valid, and we already saw this on Daf Samach Beis. Another halacha, umam oriv, in the same way as making an eruv, afilu schiru ulekitu. If a Yisrael is an employee of a goy, then since the Yisrael has permission to use the property of the goy, then the Yisrael, even though the goy cannot join an eruv, but the Jewish employee can actually join the eruv, and that way the goy is no longer an issue with the eruv. Af seicher afilu schiru ulekitu. So too, if you have an employee of a goy, one is allowed to lease from this employee just in the same way as one can, as an employee can join an eruv on behalf, so to speak, on behalf of the owner. That means if the employee is a goy, then one can lease from this goy, and then the property of the goy is no longer an issue. If this employee is a Yisrael, even though he's working for a goy, but this Yisrael employee can join an eruv, and then the goy's property is no longer an issue. The third halacha, the third leniency we learn from eruv to leasing, mam oriv chamisha shurim b'chotzer echod. Echod ma'oriv alidei kulon. If you had a chotzer with five people living in it, and they made an eruv, all five of them contributed to the eruv, and now this whole chotzer wants to make an eruv with a neighboring chotzer, and we've discussed that a chotzer can make an eruv with another chotzer, providing there's a significant size door or window between the two, then we don't need all five people in chotzer A to make an eruv with chotzer B. One of the five can represent them in making the eruv with chotzer B. Seicher nami chamisha sheshurim b'chotzer echod, echod seicher alidei kulon. So too, if you have five people in a chotzer, and besides them you have a goy, you don't need all five of them to lease from the goy. It's sufficient if one of them, if one person represents all five, to lease from the goy. Continues the Gemara. Toi bore belozo. This, what we just saw now from Rabbi Yochanan, that we had learned three halachas, three leniencies that we learn from eruv to leasing from a goy, Rabbi Loza was tohi. And again, this means there was something that wasn't sitting well with him and was wondering and trying to understand it. Omer Rabzeira said, Ma toya de Rabbi Loza. What was causing Rabbi Loza to wonder and examine what Rabbi Yochanan said? Omer Rav Sheshes responded, Gavre Rabbi Rav Zeira, such a prominent, such a great person like Rav Zeira, lo yoda mai toya de Rabbi Loza? Are you not aware, or you don't understand what was bothering Rabbi Loza? Kokashi le de Shmuel Rabbi. There was something that Shmuel, the Rebbe of Rabbi Loza, that seems to be contradicting what Rabbi Yochanan said. And that's why Rabbi Loza was wondering. Rabbi Yochanan said what he said, it seems to contradict what Rabbi Loza's Rebbe Shmuel had said. Da'omer Shmuel. Shmuel said as follows. Kol mokim she'oisrin u'ma'orvin mevatlin. When when did Chachomim allow us to use the concept of bittul, to relinquish one's rights in the chotzer? Or we'll learn more about this a little bit later. But when do the Chachomim allow us to use this leniency that even though an Eruv was not done, and when you have any one of the residents in the Chotzer who did not join the Eruv, nobody is allowed to carry in the Eruv. The only solution is that this one person relinquishes his rights to the others. But the Chachomim only allowed that on when there's two conditions. Number one, she'oisrin, that if he doesn't relinquish his rights, then he actually restricts all the others from being able to carry. And also, ma'arvin, that technically speaking, an eruv could have been done. And only the kol mokim she'oisrin, u'ma'arvin, also not relinquishing one's rights, creates a restriction. And ma'arvin, one could have done an eruv, and for whatever reason the Eruv was not done before Shabbos, then even on Shabbos he can relinquish his rights. Then Mevatlin, we use the concept of Bittel. However, if it's Ma'arvin Ve'ein Oisrin, if it's a situation, which we'll soon see what they are, but if it's a situation where they could have done an Eruv, however, Ve'ein Oisrin, but not making an Eruv, or not relinquishing one's rights, using Bittel, it would not actually restrict anybody, then we do not allow them to do bittul, or oisrin v'ein ma'arvin, or in a case where they do, where not making the eruv, or not doing the bittul, is restricting somebody from using their chotza, v'ein ma'arvin, but it's a situation where you cannot and couldn't have made an eruv. In those cases, the Chachomim didn't allow us, ein mevatlin, they did not allow us to use the concept of bittul on Shabbos. And now Rav Sheshes is going to explain these 3 points. Kol mokim she'oisrin u'ma'arvin mevatlin. This that Shmuel said, that in order to be allowed to use bittul, it has to be a situation where in the absence of the bittul, there's an issa, there's somebody who's being restricted, and an eruv could have been made. What's that case? The case is, k'goin shtei chatzeres zu lifnim mizu. And we've seen this scene previously. If you have two chatzeres, one within the other, the innermost chotzer does not have an exit to the mavoy or to the roshos harabim. It has to go through the outer chotzer, and from the outer chotzer out into the open. So if you have two chatzeres, one behind the other, in that case, if the inner chotzer did not have an eruv, and therefore the people within the inner chotzer could not carry in the inner chotzer, even if the people in the outer chotzer made an eruv, since the people in the inner chotzer, they have to, or they're allowed to walk through the outer chotzer in order to leave, then it's as if they're all sharing the outer chotzer. And since the people in the inner chotzer cannot carry in, they did not make an eruv, and they have not joined the eruv of the outer chotzer, therefore the very fact that they can walk through the outer chotzer actually ruins the eruv of the outer chotzer, and nobody can carry anywhere. So that's a situation where the people in the inner chotzer actually restrict the outer chotzer. It's called oisrin. And they could have made an eruv because the inner chotzer could have made their own eruv, and they could have joined the eruv of the outer chotzer. Since it passes with both conditions, oisrin and ma'arvin, then if for whatever reason that the people in the inner chotzer did not make an eruv on Shabbos, if they relinquish their rights of passing through the outer chotzer to the outer chotzer on Shabbos, and they do not go through the outer chotzer on Shabbos, then that way the people in the outer chotzer who have their own eruv, they are allowed to carry in their chotzer. And that's what the Gemara meant, that if it's oisrin or ma'arvin, then mevatlin. The next case, ma'arvin ve'ein oisrin, a case where eruv would have worked, but in the absence of the eruv, nobody would be restricted. And in that case, ein mevatlin, one is not allowed to use, or Chachomim didn't allow us to use the concept of bittul. What case is that? K'goin shtei chatzeres u'pesach echod b'neim. Also a case we've seen previously. If you have two chatzeres, each one with their own private exit out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim or into the Mavoi, and they have a significant entrance, a door or a window between the two. Now each chatzah made their own eruv. Chatzah, the right-hand chatzah made an eruv, their own Eruv, and the left-hand Chotzer made their own Eruv. Now, if you want to carry from the right Chotzer to the left Chotzer, you need to make an Eruv that combines the two. In the absence of such an Eruv, they can still each carry in their own Chotzer, because they have their own independent Eruv. So that's why it's called Ein Oisrin. However, Eruv would work. If they would have made the Eruv before Shabbos, then they will be able to carry from their homes to each other's Chotzer. In that case, Ein Mevatlin, if they did not make the Eruv before Shabbos, then one is not allowed to use the concept of Bittel. For example, that the people in one Chotzer will relinquish their rights to the people in the other Chotzer, and then the people in that other Chotzer will be able to carry in both Chatzeris. No, since in the absence of an Eruv, they're actually not restricting anyone from carrying in their own Chotzer, we're not allowed to use Bittel. The third case, Oisrin v'ein ma'arvin, a case where you couldn't have made an Eruv, or an Eruv couldn't have been used, but how nonetheless, in the absence of Bittel, there is a restriction, and there's somebody who cannot carry there. In that case, also Ein Mevatlin, since you couldn't have allowed the carrying by making the Eruv, you also cannot rely on Bittel. What case is this? La'asuyemai. What was he trying to include? Lav la'asuyei nochri. Is it not talking about where there's a goy living together with Yisraelim inside the chotzer? And in that case, oisrin. We've seen that if you have a goy living with Yisrael in the chotzer, he restricts their ability to carry in the chotzer. Ve'ein ma'arvin, you cannot make an eruv because a goy cannot join an eruv. All you can do is lease from him, but you cannot actually join the Eruv. So what would you have to do? You would have to lease from him, and that means if the goy was there before Shabbos, then it's called Ma'orvin. You could make an Eruv, because you can first lease from the goy, and after you've leased from the goy, you can then make an Eruv between all the Yisraelim. So when it says here, Oisrin v'ein Ma'orvin, the Gemara is going to say, Ida Osa Me'etmuel, if this goy was there from before Shabbos, Loiger Me'esmuel, then you could lease from the goy from before Shabbos, and after you've leased from him, you can make an Eruv. So that's obviously clearly not the case of Oisrin Ve'en Ma'orvin. Of course it's Ma'orvin, you could have made the Eruv. Elolav de Osa B'Shabsa. It must be talking about where the goy came on Shabbos. And even if you made the Eruv before Shabbos, now that the goy is here, he has totally invalidated that Eruv, and it's as if it's not an Eruv. And since a goy cannot join an Eruv, and he's Oisrin, so all we can do, the only possibility here, is to lease from the goy on Shabbos. And after you've leased from him, you cannot make an Eruv on Shabbos now, but you can do Bittel, where one Yisrael will relinquish, or all the Yisraelim will relinquish their rights to one of them, and that one person will be able to use the entire area. And since it says here, Ein Mevatlin, which is the case that we're talking here about, where Oisrin v'Ein Ma'arvin, it says Ein Mevatlin, you cannot do Bittel. What does it mean you cannot do Bittel? It must mean that you cannot lease from the goy on Shabbos. Because if you could lease from the goy on Shabbos, you should be able to do Bittel. And since it says here, Ein Mevatlin, so you see clearly that one cannot lease on Shabbos. So here you've got a Shmuel that says you cannot lease from a goy on Shabbos, contrary to what Rabbi Yochanan said before, that one is allowed to lease from a goy on Shabbos. Shema Mino, indeed we see from here that Shmuel, Rabbi Loz's Rebbe, did not agree with what Rabbi Yochanan said, that they could lease on Shabbos and then do Bittel, because it seems here clearly from Shmuel that you can only ever use Bittel when you can make an Eruv, and since over here you cannot make an Eruv, then Bittel would not work. And the fact that they could have made the Eruv before Shabbos, so why is it called that you couldn't make an Eruv? That's something that Tosfos discusses. Let's continue the Gemara. Oma Rav Yosef, lo shmir li ha shmaita. This that you just said now in the name of Shmuel, that when you have an inner chotzer and you have an outer chotzer, that one is allowed to, that's called ma'orvin and oisrin, and in that case one is allowed to relinquish one's rights. The people in the inner chotzer can relinquish their rights to of passing through the outer chotzer to the outer chotzer. Rav Yosef says, I didn't hear that. Omale Abaye. Abaye said to Rav Yosef, and we've had this before, that Rav Yosef, at the end of his life, he was suffering from forgetting part of what he knew. Abaye says, At Omros Ni'alon, you told us this concept of that one can do bittul. Va'aha Omros Ni'alon, and when you taught it to us, you said it in connection of the following rulings of Shmuel. The Omar Shmuel, Ein bittul reshus michotzer lechotzer. Shmuel told us a concept that if you want to relinquish your rights, you can relinquish your rights to people within the same chotzer. You cannot relinquish your rights to people in another chotzer. That's what Shmuel said. And you, Rav Yosef, and before we come to Rav Yosef, Ve'ein bittul reshus b'churva, Shmuel also said that one cannot relinquish one's rights in a ruin, in a churva. Which means if you have a chotzer and you have different people in the chotzer and they didn't make an eruv, then one person can relinquish his rights to the other person and then they can carry in the chotzer in between. But that's only when it's a chotzer. If you have a ruin, if you have two people's homes that are opening into a ruin and they didn't make an eruv, and this ruin is serving both homes, they cannot, one home cannot relinquish its rights in the ruins to the other home to allow that other home to carry in the ruin. That would not work. Only with the chotzer. Those were two halachas of Shmuel. Ve'omros lon alon, and you, Allah, and you, Rav Yosef, taught us, this Abaye telling Rav Yosef, you, Rav Yosef, taught us that ki omar Shmuel ein bitl reshus mechotzer lechotzer. When did Shmuel say that you cannot relinquish the rights of the people in one chotzer to the people in another chotzer? Lo omron elo shtei chatzeros or pesach echot beinem. As we saw before, that it was only when you have two chatzeros where in the absence of bitl and the absence of an eruv, they can still each carry in their own chotzer, because they have two chatzeros that people do not have to go through the chotzer of each other, and therefore they do not restrict each other's chatzeros. Only if they want to carry in each other's chatzeros, then you need to make an eruv. But if you don't make an eruv, they can still each carry in their own chotzer, and therefore in that case you cannot ein mevatlin ein bittel reshus michotzer lechotzer. As we saw before, the bittel doesn't work because this is called ma'orvin ve'ein oisrin. However, aval zu lifnim mizu, in the case of one chotzer inside another chotzer that we saw before, the halacha is that if the inner chotzer did not make an eruv with the outer chotzer, and since the inner chotzer has permission to go through the outer chotzer, then the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry either in the outer chotzer, even though they have their own eruv. However, over there, bittel will work. If the people in the inner chotzer relinquish their rights of going through the outer chotzer to the outer chotzer, then the people in the outer chotzer can now carry in within their chotzer. Continues the Gemara, Omar Lei. So Rav Yosef asked Abaye, Ano amino mishmei de Shmuel hocha? Did I say this in the name of Shmuel, that in the case of two chatzeros, one within the other, that you can use bittel? Va'omar Shmuel, did Shmuel not say, Ein lonu be'eruvin elo kilshoin mishnoseinu, that when it comes to the topics of Eruvin, the leniencies of Eruvin, you have to be very accurate and stay to, with the words, the exact words of the Mishnah. And what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Anshei chotzer, v'loi anshei chatzeris. We're going to learn, the Mishnah says regarding bittel, that only the anshei chotzer, the people within a single chotzer, can do bittel. It doesn't say anshei chatzeris, the people of numerous chatzeris can do bittel to each other. So you see, and since Shmuel said this, it would seem that one can never do bittel from one rishus to another. Omar Leis, Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Ki omres lon, ein lonu be'irvin, elo kilshein mishnaseinu. When you taught us this quote of Shmuel, that you have to be accurate and only use the leniencies in the terms said explicitly in the Mishnah, You told us, aha amrislon, you said it was not referring to this Mishnah, it was referring to one particular case in a Mishnah later on that says Shamovi lechatzera is kechotzer lebatim, and there it's very clear you have one movi with chatzerois in plural. You have a chotzer with batim in plural, and we're going to learn later that a shitufei mavois only works if you have at least two chatzerois, and each chotzer has at least two batim. So over there, Shmuel taught us that, or Yuriv Yosef explained to us, Shmuel was referring to that Mishnah. However, the Mishnah of Anshei Chotzer is not to be deduced from there, V'loi Anshei Chatzeris, and therefore even from one Chotzer to another, there are cases that one can use Bittel. As we saw before, it's talking about when there's one Chotzer within another Chotzer and not a Chotzer next to another Chotzer, because in that case it's Ma'orvin V'ein Oisrin, and there Shmuel said that Bittel does not work. Continues the Gemara, Gufa. Ein bittel reshus michotzer lechotzer, Oma Shmuel, ein bittel reshus michotzer lechotzer, v'ein bittel reshus b'churva. We saw before Shmuel said that bittel reshus doesn't go michotzer lechotzer, and we already explained before Abaya and Rav Yosef told us exactly where it's talking about. It's only talking about when it's Ein Oisrin, when there's two Chatzeres, where they each have their own independent Eruv. However, if it's two Chatzeres, one inside the other, there you can be Mevatel, Mirushus, Lirushus, since in the absence of the Bittel, it will actually restrict both Chatzeres from being able to carry at all. But Shmuel told us two Halachas, also Ein Bittel Rishus Michotzer Lachotzer, and also Ein Bittel Rishus Bechurva. As we saw before, when it comes to ruins, you cannot use Bittel. Rabbi Yechanan Omar. Rabbi Yechanan argued on both those halachas, and he said, Yesh Bittel Rashus Michotzer Lachotzer. Rabbi Yechanan held, not like Shmuel, he held, Yesh Bittel Rashus Michotzer Lachotzer. V'yesh Bittel Rashus Bechorva, he also argued with Shmuel regarding the ruin, said that even in the case of a ruin, one can be mevatel the reshus, one home to the other, in order to allow that other home to carry in the ruin. And now the Gemara is going to explain why it was necessary for Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan to be arguing in both cases, where Shmuel says that ein bittel reshus michotzer lechotzer, and he still has to tell us that there's no bittel when regarding a ruin, and Rabbi Yochanan also has to tell us explicitly that he says there is bittel not only in a ruin but also in the case of michotzer lechotzer. Says the Gemara, Tzricha, it's necessary. If this disagreement would only have been taught to us regarding relinquishing their rights from one chotzer to another, that Shmuel says there's no bittel michotzer lechotzer, and Rabbi Yochanan says there is, I may have thought, Bahaka Omar Shmuel, only in that case of the chotzer, and let's remember we're talking about two chatzeres next to each other, Mishum dehatash mishtalachud, vahatash mishtalachud. Each chotzer is serving its own residence, and maybe that's why Shmuel said it's not necessary to allow them to do bittel between the two chatzeres, to allow them all to carry in both chatzeres. Aval churva tashmishta chadel tarvayu. However, in the case of the ruin, where there's a single ruin that is serving both homes, I may have thought that Shmuel will agree, Eime moidulei Rabbi Yochanan, will agree to Rabbi Yochanan that one can use bittel. And Rashi adds in here that v'osri ahadodi, that in the case of the churva, if you cannot use bittel, then nobody can use the ruin. They're causing a restriction on each other. So I may have thought that in that case, Shmuel agrees that you can do bittel. That's why the Shmuel has to tell us, even there, you cannot do bittel. The Chachomim only allowed you to use bittel in the case of a chotzer, which was a very commonly and well-used grounds serving the homes. And therefore, the Chachomim allowed us to use bittel to allow them to carry there on Shabbos. But a ruin, which is not as used as much as a chotzer, they did not allow it. And similarly, if it would have only said that they're arguing regarding the ruin, I may have thought only regarding the ruin, Rabbi Yochanan says that you can use bittel. But in the case of the two chatzeres, Shmuel, I may have thought that he agrees to Shmuel that you cannot use bittel. Tzricha. That's why we had to be told that there's an argument in both cases. In both cases, Shmuel says that you cannot use bittel, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can. Continues the Gemara. Omar Abaya. Ha de Omar Shmuel ein bitl reshus michotzer lechotzer. And we already saw this before, that Abaya had heard this from Rav Yosef, that Abaya said that this that Shmuel said, that one cannot use bitl, relinquishing one's rights to other people, to other chatzeris, you cannot do that michotzer lechotzer. Lo omron elo b'shtei chatzeris o pesach echot b'neim. That's only true in the event that if you do not do the bittel, they each have their own chotzer, it's ma'orvin v'ein oisrin. However, that means if you don't do the bittel, it does not restrict any use that they had otherwise. They can each use their own chotzer. Aval shtei chatzeris zulifne mizu. If you have two chatzeres, one behind the other, one inside the other, in that case, mitoich sha'oisrin, because if you do not allow them to do bittel, then the people, since the people in the inner chotzer are allowed to walk through the outer chotzer, and therefore, if there's not an eruv, if they cannot all, both chatzeres combine into one, then the outer chotzer will be also to carry for everybody. Mevatlin, therefore, even Shmuel agrees that you can do bittel. Rava Omar, and this is going to be a little bit of a complicated sounding Gemara, but we'll get through it. Rava understood that Shmuel's position, that ein bittel reshus michotzer lechotzer, Rava seemed to understand it's even talking about when there's two chatzeres, one inside the other, where one usses the other, and that means it's oistrin umaorvin, nonetheless you cannot do bittel from one chotzer to another. That's how Rava understands it in almost every case. Afilu shtei chatzeres zu lifnim mizu, pa'omim mevatlin, sometimes you can use bittel, it's actually only once in one case, upa'omim ein mevatlin, and in most cases Rava holds that you cannot use bittel. And now we're going to learn four different cases, and the truth is it's not really four, it's eight cases. And of these eight cases, in seven of them, we'll see the details, but only in one of the eight cases you can actually use bittel from one chotzer to another. Ketzad. Rava's going to explain when you can use bittel and when you cannot, and we'll remember we're talking here about two chatzeris, one inside the other. And before we learn this Gemara inside, let's just have a very short introduction. When you have two chatzeres, and let's say you have five people in the inner chotzer, five people in the outer chotzer, they each have their own chotzer, then what's the situation? What has to happen on Shabbos? In order for them to be able to carry, then for the inner chotzer to be able to carry within the inner chotzer, they have to make an eruv. The outer chotzer, under normal circumstances, do not limit or cause any issue with the Eruv made in the inner chotzer, even if the outer chotzer do not make an Eruv, and the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry in the outer chotzer, that does not restrict the chotzer and the Eruv of the inner chotzer. And the people in the inner chotzer, they can carry within their chotzer. If, however, only the outer chotzer made an Eruv, we have a problem. The inner chotzer definitely cannot carry in the inner chotzer. They didn't make an Eruv. However, since the outer chotzer made an eruv between themselves, at least they can carry in their eruv. For that, we know that's not the case. Since the people in the inner chotzer, even though they don't live in the outer chotzer, they have free permission to go through the outer chotzer, then the outer chotzer is actually shared and is used by them as well. And since they are not part of the eruv of the outer chotzer, therefore they restrict carrying in the outer chotzer for everybody. In the case that the inner chotzer made their own eruv and the outer chotzer made their own eruv, but they didn't merge the two eruvs, that we already saw was a machlokes of Akiva and the Chachomim in a previous Gemara, that since the inner chotzer can carry in their own chotzer, then could it possibly be that they could create a problem for the eruv of the outer chotzer? That was a machlokes of Akiva and the Chachomim, not something we're going to go into now. But in order for everybody to be able to carry in both chatzeres, what ideally has to happen is that you have they each, so to speak, make their own independent eruv, and then the eruv, that means the five people in the inner chotzer, they take some food and put it in one of the homes there. The five people in the outer chotzer take some food and put it in one of the homes there. Now you have two independent eruvs. In order to merge them, you take the food of either the inner chotzer, which was belonging to the five people there, and you put it into the house of the Eruv in the inner chotzer, the same house. That's a different halacha we've learned, that the two Eruvs have to be in the same house, but the Eruv that belonged to the outer chotzer is placed in the home of the inner chotzer. And now, since the bread of all 10 people, five of the inner chotzer, five of the outer chotzer, are all in one home in the inner chotzer, they are now, so to speak, a single entity with a single Eruv, and they can all carry in both chatzeris. Or the Eruv of the inner chotzer could be placed in the Eruv of the outer chotzer, in the same house as the Eruv of the outer chotzer, and then you have the same effect, that both chatzeris have merged into a single Eruv. We know the Zalocha, that in an Eruv, if any one person does not join the Eruv, he actually destroys and restricts the Eruv for everybody. Nobody can use the Eruv. The purpose of the Eruv is that the Chotzer belongs to a single entity, so to speak. And if they make an Eruv, it's as if they're all one entity. However, if one person hasn't joined the Eruv, then this Chotzer belongs to more than one entity, more than one person, and then the Eruv is invalid. Now we're going to discuss what happens if we've got two chatzeris, you have five homes in each, and somebody, one person, either in the inner chotzer or in the outer chotzer, forgot to join the Eruv. What happens now to the what's going on here with everything? The inner chotzer, the outer chotzer, does, for example, if the person in the outer chotzer didn't join this main Eruv, then, or didn't join his Eruv in the outer chotzer, then does he destroy the Eruv for the outer chotzer, for the inner chotzer? Those are the details we're going to see now. And we're going to see where the bittel helps. If this one individual who forgot to join the Eruv, if he relinquishes his rights to all the other people, then he's not got any rights in the chotzer here. And then that should solve the problem. But now we have to see, who is he relinquishing his rights to? And who can he relinquish his rights to? And ultimately, we're going to get to the point of, can somebody in one of the chatzeres who forgot to join the Eruv relinquish his rights to somebody in another Eruv? So that's the topic we're learning now. According to Abaya, when you have an inner chotzer and an outer chotzer, one is allowed to relinquish one's rights from one chotzer to the other. Rav is going to say, no, there are most cases where you cannot relinquish the rights from one chotzer to another chotzer, and that's going to cause a tremendous issue here. And that's what we're going to now see inside. Says the Gemara, Ketzad, what are the individual cases of Rava? It seems like there's four cases, but we'll soon see that it's really split. Each case is split into two. Nosnu Eruvon Bechitzayno. If not only the Eruv of the outer chotzer was in the outer chotzer, but the Eruv of the inner chotzer was also placed in the outer chotzer, which means that the Eruv combining the two chatzeres was put in the outer chotzer. V'shochach echod, and one individual forgot to join their Eruv. Bein min apnimis, which is one case, bein min achitzoyna, which is another case, which means that we know that the Eruv is in the outer chotzer. Who didn't join the Eruv? Who forgot to join the Eruv? Either somebody in the inner chotzer or somebody in the outer chotzer. In both those cases, shtein asurois. That nobody can carry, not in the inner chotzer and not in the outer chotzer. The people in the inner chotzer cannot carry in their own chotzer, nor can the people in the outer chotzer carry in their chotzer, nor can anyone carry in each other's chotzer. And relinquishing the rights for this individual who forgot to join the Eruv, somehow we're going to soon explain it, but we cannot use the rules of relinquishing his rights of bittel in order to solve the problem here. Another case number three, nosnu eruvon bipnimis. What happens if they put this shared eruv not in the outer chotzer but in a home in the inner chotzer? Then v'shochach echod min apnimis, and the individual who forgot to join the eruv was somebody in the inner chotzer, in the same place where the Eruv was. And he didn't join the Eruv. In that case, Shtein Asurois. There too, both the inner chotza and the outer chotza are restricted, are osa, nobody can carry anywhere. Now is the fourth case. Shochach Echod Minachitzoina. Again, we're talking about that the Eruv was put in the outer, in the inner chotza. Who forgot to join the Eruv? Somebody from the outer chotza. V'lo Eruv, he didn't join the Eruv. In that case, and only in this case, Rava says that Pnimis Muteres, the inner chotza, which is where the main Eruv is, and the person who forgot, who didn't join the Eruv is in the outer chotza. But the inner chotza, they can cut themselves off from the outer chotza. We'll soon learn how. That, and therefore, the inner chotza Muteres, is, since the Eruv is there, and nobody in the inner chotza didn't join the Eruv, then what through you, we'll soon see exactly how, but the people in the inner chotza can carry in their chotza. V'chitzayna asura. However, the outer chotza, there, since there's somebody in the outer chotza that didn't join the Eruv, nobody can carry in the outer chotza. Those are the headlines of the four halachas of Rava. And now Rava is going to explain them. And in each case now, that means we've had four cases, where the first two cases is where the Eruv was put in the outer chotza. The second two cases were where the Eruv was put in the inner chotza. The first two cases, both of them, where the Eruv was put in the outer chotza. In the first case, the person who forgot to join the Eruv was in the inner chotza. In the second case, he was from the outer chotza. And the second two cases, the Eruv was put in the inner chotza, but in case number three, the person that forgot to join the Eruv was in the inner chotza. And the case number four, the person that forgot to join was in the outer chotza. Now, in each of these cases, we're going to discuss whether bittel will work. Now, bittel can work in, there's two options. In every one of these four cases, there are two options. Either the person who didn't join the Eruv only relinquishes his rights to the people in his chotza, whether if he's from the inner chotza, then the inner chotza, the outer chotza, the outer chotza. He only relinquishes his rights to the people in his chotza. Or the second option is that he relinquishes his rights explicitly to all the people in all the chatzeris. And we're going to learn later on in the Masechta when and whether you have to actually relinquish your rights to everyone or not. This Gemara is assuming, Rav is assuming, that you have to relinquish your rights to everyone. And or more accurately, relinquishing your rights to part of the people does not by default mean you've relinquished your rights to everyone. And therefore, in every case, we have to discuss, is he only relinquishing his rights to the people in his chotza or even to the people in the other chotza? And Rav is now going to explain it. There's one more detail that we have to add before we continue. That till now, when we gave our introduction, we said that the people in the outer chotza, they do not destroy the Eruv of the inner chotza, which means that even if the people in the outer chotza made no Eruv at all, and the people in the inner chotza made an Eruv, the people in the inner chotza, they can use their Eruv, because the people in the outer chotza never have a reason to go through the inner chotza, and therefore their Eruv is valid. It's only the other way around. When the people in the outer chotza made an Eruv and the people in the inner chotza didn't, or again, this is dependent on the machlokes of Akiva and the Chachomim, if they both made independent Eruvs and didn't make their own Eruv, then we have an issue that even though the outer chotza made their own Eruv, but the inner chotza traveling through the outer chotza, since the inner chotza are not part of the same Eruv as the outer chotza, they didn't join up the Eruvs, therefore the outer chotza, they have drichas, they have the permission, drisas regel, permission to walk through the outer chotza, and therefore they destroy the Eruv of the outer chotza. That's under normal circumstances. But we have to add, as soon as there's a combined Eruv, as soon as the Eruv of both chatzeres are in a home of one of the chatzeres, then even if it's, then it doesn't matter anymore whether it's the inner chotza or the outer chotza, but since the Eruv, the food representing all 10 people, are in one of the chatzeres, we now assume that they are all going into each other's chotza, which means that if the people in the outer chotza, even though normally they have no reason to be in the inner chotza, if you make a combined Eruv, then the people of the outer chotzer are present in the inner chotzer, and therefore they can, if they're not part of the Eruv of the inner chotzer, for whatever reason we'll see soon, then they can actually destroy the Eruv of the inner chotzer. And now let Rav explain these four halachas, and as we said, in each one we'll discuss the level of bittul and why it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, Nosan Eruvon Bechitzoino. The first case where the communal Eruv, both Eruvs are in the outer chotzer, which means not only the private Eruv of the outer chotzer is there, but even the Eruv of the inner chotzer was put in the same home in the outer chotzer as where the Eruv of the outer chotzer was. V'shochach echod min apnimi, v'shochach echod, bein min apnimis, bein min achitzoino, v'loi Eruv. And this is case one and case two, where somebody, either from the inner chotzer or from the outer chotzer, did not join their Eruv. In that case, Rava said, Shtein Asurais, both Chatzeris do not have an Eruv and nobody can carry anywhere. And he's going to explain. Hai Bar Pnimis. Let's first discuss if the person who did not join the Eruv was from the inner chotzer. So this Bar Pnimis, the person from the inner chotzer, who did not join the Eruv, he forgot. And we want to now use Bittel. If he can relinquish his rights to the Chatzeros altogether, then he's not getting in anyone's way. And then the Eruv should be fine. So Rav is saying, Leman Nivotil. Let's see. And we said there's going to be two options. Either this person in the inner Chotzer is going to relinquish his rights just to the people in the inner Chotzer, or he's going to relinquish his rights to everybody. So the Gemara says, let's discuss this. Leman Nivatil. Who is he going to be mevatled his roshos to? Who's he relinquishing his rights to? Libote libnei pnimis. Is he only using bittel? Is he only relinquishing his rights to the people in his chotzer, to the inner chotzer? That won't work at all. Why? Leisa leiruvayu gabayu. So let's start like this. We're talking here about that the Eruv is in the inner chotzer. The person who didn't join the Eruv was in the inner chotzer. So if we're talking about that he's only relinquishing his rights to the people in the inner chotzer, that means that he's reserving the rights to go through the outer chotzer. So that by default means that the outer chotzer has an issue because there's somebody who didn't join the Eruv who can go through the outer chotzer. So the outer chotzer is definitely their Eruv has been destroyed. And this is according to everybody, the Rabbi Kiva, the Chachomim, since this individual is not allowed to go through the inner Chotzer, so he then also causes a problem to the people in the outer Chotzer. The question is, the people in the inner Chotzer, since he's relinquished his rights to the people in the inner Chotzer, and then can the people in the inner Chotzer, can they carry in that Eruv? So saying the answer is no. Because since there is a joined Eruv, like we said before, the people in the outer chotzer, they are actually present in the inner chotzer. And we just said now, the people in the outer chotzer, their Eruv has been destroyed because this one individual from the inner chotzer can go through their chotzer. So the outer chotzer don't have an Eruv. They can go through, they are present in the inner chotzer because they've got a communal Eruv. So now the inner chotzer itself is a problem. They cannot carry. The only thing they can do is they can totally disconnect and disassociate to the outer chotzer. They can close the doors and say, we don't know you, and that's it. However, in that case, where's the chotzer? Where's the Eruv? Let's remember, we're talking here, the Eruv is in the outer chotzer. If the people in the inner chotzer disassociate themselves from the outer chotzer, then they have no Eruv. If the Eruv would be on the inside chotzer, then we could discuss it. But the Eruv is in the outside chotzer. So they cannot disassociate to the outer chotzer. The outer chotzer themselves are a problem because this individual from the inner chotzer can go through the outer chotzer because he did not relinquish his rights to them, and therefore nobody can carry in any chotzer. That's what it means. Leisel eruvayu gabayu. Where is the eruv of the people in the inner chotzer? It's in the outer chotzer, and therefore they cannot disassociate from the outer chotzer. Libote libnei chitzoino. So let's say that we're talking about that this individual in the inside chotzer, he relinquished his rights to everybody, not only to the people in the inner chotzer, but he also relinquished his rights to be able to go through the outer chotzer. And if that would work, then we would say he can't go through the inner or the outer chatzah, so he doesn't destroy anyone's eruv, and then everybody, he cannot go anywhere, he cannot carry anywhere, and everybody else can carry everywhere. Says the Gemara, Ein bitl rashus michatzah lechatzah. Since this person, this individual who forgot, he was from the inner chatzah, and he cannot relinquish his rights to the people in the outer chatzah, because Ein bitl rashus michatzah lechatzah, says Rava. And or Rav is saying this in the name of Shmuel, not like Abaya. Abaya said in the name of Shmuel, in such a case, one can do bittel reshus from chotza to chotza. Here Rav is saying you cannot do bittel reshus mi chotza to chotza, which means that this person from the inner chotza can only relinquish his rights to the people in the inner chotza, which means that he destroys the eruv of the people of the outer chotza, and they in turn destroy the eruv of the people in the inner chotza. Since they have a collective eruv, they are all together. And since the outer people don't have the Eruv, so neither do the inner people. And that's what Rava said, Asurais, nobody can carry in any of the Chatzeris. Let's go to case number two. Hai Bar Chitzoina. We're again talking about where's the Eruv. The Eruv is in the outer Chotza. The individual who didn't join the Eruv is actually somebody from the outer Chotza. Not like we said before, from the inner Chotza. He's from the outer Chotza. Hai bar chitzoino, this individual in the outer chotza, leman nevatil, who is he going to relinquish his rights to? In the event that he relinquishes all his rights to carry in any of the chatzeres, if so, then he's not a problem. Everybody else can carry in their eruv, and since they have a communal eruv, everybody can carry anywhere. But the Gemara's Rav is saying, leman nevatil, who is he going to do his bittel to? Is he only going to relinquish his rights to his own chotza, to the people in the outside chotza? Then we have a problem. The people in the inner chotza, they are part of the big Eruv. And this individual in the outer chotza, if he didn't relinquish his rights to them as well, then he destroys their chotza. Because as far as the inner chotza is concerned, it's now being shared by them, plus this person who didn't join the Eruv. And because the two chatzeres, since there is a combined Eruv, we consider everybody as being everywhere. And therefore, if this person only relinquished his rights to the people in the outer chotzer, then the people in the inner chotzer, their Eruv is destroyed. And once the people in the inner Eruv, their chotzer is destroyed, since they can go through the outer chotzer, they in turn destroy the Eruv of the outer chotzer, and therefore nobody can carry anywhere. If you're only going to relinquish your rights to the outer chotzer, the people in the inner chotzer are going to then destroy the Eruv to the outer chotzer. So why don't we say that he relinquishes his rights to both chatzeres, and then there should be no issue? Again, the Gemara says, Ein bitl rashus michotze lechotze. Again, Rava says that the person from the outside chotze who didn't make an Eruv cannot relinquish his rights to the people in the inside chotze, and therefore the people in the inside chotze, their Eruv is bottle, and since their Eruv is bottle, and they can walk through the outer Eruv, therefore they destroy the Eruv for everybody. And now let's move to the third case. And this means that the Eruv is now, we're not discussing the Eruv that's positioned in the outer chotza. Actually, the Eruv itself is in the inner chotza. Nosnu Eruvon bepnimis. The Eruv was in the inner chotza. Veshochach echod min apnimis, case number three. Somebody from the inner chotza actually forgot to join his Eruv. Veloy Eruv. And he did not join in the Eruv. Shtein asurais. Bittel is not going to work, says Rava. Both chatzeres cannot carry in each other's chotza, or even themselves. They cannot carry in their own chotza or in any other chotza. Why? Hai bar pnimis, this person from the inner chotza that did not join the Eruv, and we want him to relinquish his rights in order not to be a problem here, leman nevatil. Who's he going to relinquish his rights to? Libote libnei apnimis, is he only going to relinquish his rights to his own people in his own chotza, only to the people in the inner chotza? Ikar chitzoino de osur alai. We have a problem. Since he did not relinquish his rights to the people in the outer chotza, then the people in the outer chotzer cannot carry in the outer chotzer anymore. And besides for that, the fact that the people in the inner chotzer can walk through the people in the outer chotzer, and the people in the inner chotzer, we're soon going to see, they themselves have a problem, therefore the outer chotzer cannot carry in their own chotzer. What about the people in the inner chotzer? The people in the inner chotzer also lose their Eruv, because since there is a combined Eruv, the people of the outer chotzer are present in the inner chotzer as well. And since the people in the outer chotzer, we've explained, their Eruv is being destroyed, because this person from the Pnimi, the person inside, relinquished his rights only to the inner chotzer, not to the outer chotzer, and therefore the people in the outside chotzer then in turn destroy it for the people in the inside chotzer, and nobody can carry anywhere. Libote lebnei pnimis ikka chitzoina de osur alayum. Libote lebnei chitzoina. How about suggesting that this person from the inner chotzer, that he relinquishes his rights to both chatzeris, even to the outer chotzer? Then that would work, because then he's not going to be a bother to anyone. Says the Gemara again, Ein bitl reshus michotzer lechotzer. He cannot relinquish his rights from one chotzer to another chotzer. Since he belongs to the inner chotzer, he cannot relinquish his rights to the outer chotzer. If he cannot relinquish his rights to the outer chotzer, then the outer chotzer, their own chotzer, they themselves cannot carry there, because this person can go through that chotzer, and because he hasn't relinquished his rights to them, and he's not part of the Eruv, and they in turn will destroy the Eruv of the inner chotzer, and therefore nobody can carry anywhere. Now let's move to the fourth case. Shochach echod min hachitzoino. The Eruv is in the inner chotzer, the communal Eruv. Who forgot to join the chotzer, the Eruv? Somebody from the outer chotzer. And this is where Rava said, in this case, Vadai, in the event that the person in the outer chotzer only relinquished his rights to the people in his own chotzer, to the outer chotzer, then it's going to be the same as we had in case two. That's not going to be good enough, because the people of the inner chotzer can go through the outer chotzer, and the people of the outer chotzer merged with the inner chotzer, it's going to destroy it for everybody. So we're assuming now that this person from the outer chotzer relinquished his rights to everybody. So according to the rules, we should see Rava saying now that this person from the outer chotzer cannot relinquish his rights to everybody, because ein bitl reshus michotzer lechotzer. He should not be able to relinquish his rights to the people in the inner chotzer. However, that's not the case here. Here, even Rava agrees that even Shmuel says that you can, in this case, you can be mevatel reshus michotzer lechotzer, but because this case is different to all the three cases we've had till now. In all the cases we had till now, the people in the first two cases, the Eruv was in the outside chotzer, and the people in the inside chotzer can walk through the outside chotzer. So you cannot disassociate the two chatzeris. However, here, where's the Eruv? The Eruv is in the inner chotzer. So if we can somehow disassociate the inner chotzer from the outer chotzer entirely, then the inner chotzer, where the Eruv is present, they will then, if they have no connection to the outer Eruv, their own private Eruv in their chotzer, should allow them to carry, even if something went wrong in the outer Eruv. But you have to have a total disassociation between the two. And you can only totally disassociate the two on one condition, that the problem here is not stemming from somebody in the inner chotzer. If the problem started with somebody in the inner chotzer that didn't join the Eruv, even if afterwards the problem is going to be somebody in the outer chotzer, as we saw before in case two, that the person in the inner chotzer is going to destroy the Eruv of the outer chotzer, and they in turn are going to destroy the Eruv of the inner chotzer, there you can't say, no, we're disassociating the two chatzeris, because there the initial issue stemmed from the inner chotzer. In the only case we have here is where the Eruv is in the inner chotzer, and the problem stems from the outer chotzer. The person who didn't join the Eruv was somebody from the outer chotzer. And therefore, the inner chotzer have a right to say, we only joined with you if you were going to help us. But here you're hindering us because your people in the outer chotzer, somebody there, forgot to join the Eruv. We are locking our doors, we're disassociating our chotzer from yours, and the Eruv is here in the inner chotzer, and therefore the people in the inner chotzer can carry in the inner chotzer. But this is on condition that the people, that this one individual from the outer chotzer relinquished his rights to everybody, including the people in the inner chotzer. And later on we'll see why they cannot close their doors, even if this person in the outer chotzer did not relinquish his rights. Why can't they just say, we don't know you, we didn't want to join you, under these circumstances, and out? But no, we'll see later on in the Gemara that this opinion holds, that we need this person from the outer chotzer to relinquish his rights to the people in the inner chotzer. That's called bittul reshus mechotzer lechotzer, coupled with the fact that the people in the inner chotzer can actually lock their doors and say, we didn't want you. You have the two things together, and then the people in the inner chotzer can actually carry on Shabbos in their chotzer. Let's see this inside. Shochach echod min achitzoyne v'loy irev, v'adai pnimis muteres. The inner chotzer are muter. They can carry in their chotzer. Why? The achado dosho u'mishtamsho. Because they can close their doors and use the chotzer. V'chitzoyne asuro, however, the outer chotzer is a problem because there's somebody there who, well, the main problem is going to be that even if that person would relinquish his rights to the people in the outer chotzer, but since the people in the inner chotzer have closed their doors and the Eruv, the collective Eruv, or both Eruvs are in the inner chotzer, once the inner chotzer have locked the outer chotzer out, the outer chotzer are left with no Eruv, and therefore Asurais, they cannot carry in the outer chotzer. Continues the Gemara. Omale Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua l'Rava. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua had an issue with case number 3, and the Rishonim discuss why Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua zoned in on case number 3. He could have zoned in on case number 2 as well. We're not going to go into that, but what did Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua ask Rava? V'chi shochach echod min apnimis v'lo iriv. What happens if the Eruv is in the inner chotzer, and somebody from the inner chotzer forgot to join the Eruv? Why do we say that nobody can carry in any chotzer? Libotil bar pnimis libnei pnimis. Why can't the person in the inner chotzer who didn't join the Eruv relinquish his rights to all the other people in the inner chotzer? V'teisa chitzoina v'tishtari b'hadayu. And why don't we say that since he relinquished his rights to the people in the inner chotzer, it's to be assumed that the people in the outer chotzer, that he's relinquished his rights also to the people in the outer chotzer, and they can also join in and carry and be part of the Eruv. Rav Huna was saying to Rava, I understand that one cannot relinquish one's rights to a different chotzer. So just relinquish your rights, that if you're somebody from the inner chotzer, you forgot to make an Eruv, relinquish your rights just to the people in the inner chotzer. And now that the people in the inner chotzer, now that this Eruv within itself is okay, what's the whole issue? That he didn't relinquish, or he cannot relinquish his rights to the people in the outer chotzer, but you shouldn't have to do that. Since you have a common Eruv joining the outer chotzer to the inner chotzer, the outer chotzer should be okay and be part of the big Eruv, just by virtue of the fact that it's annexed to the inner chotzer, and this individual who forgot to join the Eruv relinquished his rights to the people in the inner chotzer. The people in the outer chotzer are just part of this big Eruv. Answers the Gemara, answers Rava, Kaman, what you're saying is very good, Rebbe Eliezer. It's only according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Omar Einu Tzarich Levatel Roshus Lekol Echod Ve'echod. According to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you do not need to explicitly relinquish your rights to each person in the whole extended Eruv, then you're right, since you relinquished your rights just to the people in your chotzer, then the people in the other chotzer can join. But Kiko Amin L'Rabbonon, Rava says, what I was saying is according to the Chachomim, the Omri Tzorich Levati L'Kol Echot Ve'echot, the Rabbonon who argue the Rebbe Eliezer, they say that you have to relinquish your rights to all the people in the big Eruv. And that's what Rava says, since you cannot relinquish your rights to anybody in a different chotzer, therefore nobody can carry in any chotzer. In Yirtz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.